Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Power on. Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
Let's get into this important subject here. This is a very important subject. Because this is something that we need to meditate on, something that we need to consume, something that we need to focus on, because this war is more defining than what you think it is. Okay? This war is more defining than what you think it is. This war that we're dealing with has nothing to do with a race. You know, that's one thing these things want us to think is, you know, this is a race war. No, it has nothing to do with a race. It has nothing to do with a color, even though the colors do play a role, but it's more so of a species of beings. Okay? We have been fighting and battling against these alien species for a very long time. And I'm not going to try to put a year and a date on it, because before this battle started, we didn't have calendars to count years. We were just at war. There was no days of the week, no months of the year, no time on the clock. Okay? There was none of that. All we knew is that we were fighting for our planet, fighting for our people, fighting for our realm. All the other realms are shut off to these beings right now. See, you must overstand, understand, outerstand, understand who we are, what is taking place. When you talk about the planet Kai, Kai is what? A dragon. You talk about Tiamat is a dragon. When you talk about Gaia, Gaia is a dragon. See, these are the different phrases that represents our realm, our planet. Okay? Literally, our everything, brothers and sisters. Literally, our everything. Our way of life. Our beings. Our destiny, our everything. We are literally sitting at the threshold of something so powerful that you could never imagine what will take place when we are full activation. We have not been fighting a race war. We have not been fighting a race war. These so-called white people, these so-called Orientals, these are an alien species, mostly of a reptilian-based bloodline. See, we have been fighting against the reptilians for a very long time. Okay, brothers and sisters? We have been fighting against the reptilians for an extremely long time, and there is no age on this. There is no time on this. There is no, oh, we've been fighting for 6,000 years. No, this is ageless. You have to remember it. You have to remember that there are different species, there are different universes, there are different galaxies, that there are beings in some universes that don't like beings in other universes. And this is for the longest that's been going on, has been a battle between the dragon and the reptilians. You just have different sectors of the reptilians, called draconians, called insectoids, called Nekals, called Nordics. Come on now. We have been fighting against these beings for an extremely long time. Like I said, there is no calendar year that you can put on there. There is no time that you can put on there. There is nothing that you can put on there. And we have literally become worn out, but we continue to flourish the fight. This is what's happening right now, my people. We who are the original beings. Now, even though we said that the Africans are not indigenous to this planet, they're more so an alien being to this planet, but yet still they are part of the dragon because they belong to another dragon clan in another galaxy within this universe. They're indigenous to the galaxy. They're indigenous to the universe. All right? But they're not indigenous to this galaxy. All right? I'm sorry. They're indigenous to the galaxy, but they're not indigenous to this planet. They're indigenous to the universe. They're indigenous to the galaxy, but they're not indigenous to this planet. There we go. Got that right. Okay? So they're part of another dragon clan, and they came long ago to help us fight against the reptilians because the reptilians want to take Chai. This is our planet. And this is an ongoing battle. The battle between the dragon and the reptilian. Something that, you know, must be, this is something that you got to chew on. This is literally something that you got to chew on. You got to literally like, wow, it's not a race war. What do you think that whole movie about Alien versus Predator was about? Alien versus Predator was all about the fucking reptilian fighting against the dragon. The Predator represented the dragon. The alien represents the reptilian. And this has been an ongoing battle, brothers. This has been an ongoing battle. This is something that we have been fighting. But this is the first time the reptilian has ever infiltrated our realm. And this is where they literally thought that they had trusted us. They thought that they had conquered us on paper. Not in reality. They told us, oh yeah, we had you in slavery and da-da-da. You can never put a dragon in slavery. That's number one. We carry a dragon bloodline that is indigenous to this planet. This is why we are the Anunnaki. Who do you think the Anunnaki brothers and sisters are? They're literally dragon beings. We carry that serpent DNA. We carry this from the beginning. Why do you think they want our blood? Why do you think they want our organs? Because our organs are literally in connection with everything that this planet is in connection with as well. We have a battle on our hands, my people. And this is a huge battle. This is something that we really need to take in a serious manner. Because we are dealing with beings who are relentless in everything that they're doing. And they will not stop until they get what they want, which means that we cannot stop until we make sure that they're not breathing anymore, and we'll make sure that they never come back to this realm of this planet again. This is why we must tap into that dragon energy. When you start talking about telekinesis, the kinetic power, the kinetic energy, this is that dragon. It talks about it. They talked about who we are. Lightning from our eyes. Rays of energy from our mouths. Fire from our hands. Come on now. This is who we are. And this is why they need us to be captivated in their bullshit, because they don't want us to tap into that dragon energy. When our people who are not awakened to who we are, and they're caught and pulled over by these saxons, and they start to go into a rage, and the saxons say, please calm down, calm down, calm down. Why? Because they know what the fuck is going on. They know that our people are getting ready to tap into that dragon energy, that chaotic energy, where they can literally transform and turn into the very rage and fury that they're exerting, which means that there's a strength and power that cannot be quenched. There's an energy that will literally consume the soulless bodies of these factions. And you got to understand, brothers and sisters, this is the war that we are going on. This is the dragon versus the reptilian. This ain't no white and black. Why you think they want us to mate with them? Because when you mate with them, what happens? It cancels out that dragon blood. Therefore, it's not even a demigod. I don't know what it is. It's like just like when you watch reptilian versus alien. You see the very last one, and what happened? That was a predator. I mean, a predator versus alien. That was a predator and the alien mix, a hybrid that came out. Some ugly-ass freaking creature that came out of this cocoon or shell or whatever the fuck it was. Some nasty-looking creature. And this is why they try to push us, because they're trying to root out this dragon DNA within us. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this is the reason why they say, oh, yeah, you know, we got to erase the carbon footprint. We want to do away with the carbon footprint. Why do away with the carbon footprint? Because they want to erase the history of who we are. They want to erase our history. And they want us to link into the history that they created, that they desire for us to follow. This is a war between the dragon and the reptilian, brothers and sisters. Has nothing to do with what you call race. Even though we know what's going on. But then they say, oh yeah, you know, we just need you to love everybody and we're all one and we're just... What? No, we're not. They're completely different species. You can look in their eyes and tell them and see the reptilian within them. Just like you look into your eyes and you see the dragon within you, brothers and sisters. This is a dragon versus a reptilian war that we are encountering, and we must prepare ourselves to go into a higher state of mind. They need us to focus on their bullshit. They need us to focus on money. They need us to focus on things. They need us to focus on this fucked up religion. They need us to focus on all this shit that they created so that we will not become in tune with everything that's around us, because when you look at the trees and you look at the bark of the trees, you see nothing but the scales of the dragon. That's all you see. You see nothing but the scales of the dragon. We are literally dragon energy beings. We possess the most powerful energy within our vessel that can ever be known. A dragon is wise. A dragon is not cunning. A dragon is straightforward. A dragon is deep into the mystics and the mystical power and mystical energies. This is what a dragon is deep into, brothers and sisters. This is why we seek after the crystals. This is why we seek after diamond and gold and copper and silver, and because it is the dragon within us, because we know that there are certain things that can activate certain energies. And these Saxons, these reptilian beings, they know what metals, what crystals, what energies, what they know what literally turns us on. They know what turns on this power within us. They know this. You think they don't know? You think they literally don't know? They know what turns this power on in us, brothers and sisters. They want us to obey their laws and obey their rules. They want us to stand beside them. Their fake-ass government, their everything. This is a war between the dragon and the reptilian, brothers and sisters. This is a war between the most powerful beings on the planet versus the most cunning beings you ever want to meet. We have fought against them for ages. You say there's no year, there's no time, there's no date, because this shit don't exist. But we have been warring against them. And the wars have literally just been on so many different levels. This is the dragon versus the reptilian, brothers and sisters. This is the war between the dragon and the reptilian. This is a war that we, as original beings, must bring to an end. We have to tap into this energy. We have to tap into this power. We have to tap into the force within us. We have to bring this thing to a close. Because I'm telling you now, brothers and sisters, you see, they will? Hell no. They won't. They're going to continue doing whatever they're doing to make sure that we as the original beings, we as the dragon bloodline, they're going to make sure that they do everything that they can do to keep us under their thumb. This is why we're supposed to be ready. This is why we're supposed to bring forth this energy. Right now the energy is preparing us for stuff to call upon her children, the original beings, who will answer. Who will answer that call. We are the most powerful beings. We are the dragon. We are the dragon. When you talk about flesh protectors, that's nothing but pure dragon flesh. That's the flesh of our realm. What is her name? Her name is Atlantis. That's her name. Her name is Atlantis. And we are Atlanteans. We're the children of Atlantis. The original. See, like I said, bro, this is much deeper than just some this is a race war that's going on, da 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 da, and they try to go in and fuck with history and put things on paper, and our people walking around talking about they're human and not knowing that they're dragon. You know, when you talk about the angelic beings, you're talking about the dragon. This is who you're talking about. Look at Father Anu. You see him, he's got these wings. And at what point we all had wings, which represent the dragon. Now we're just a different form of the same being. Golden energy, golden power. Everything about us is golden. We're the dragon. They are the reptilian. Those humans are the reptilian. Like we say, you got the Saxons, you got the Orientals, you got these nomads out here, you got the gypsies, you got all these beings out here who are literally part of the reptilian DNA, and they're here to make sure that we don't operate on the fullest level. We told you, brothers and sisters, they're the most cunning. They don't have no power within them, yet they contain a type of mindset to make you think that they are powerful. They can create an illusion. The only weapon that they can contain is weapons that they can create from a physical. This is why they have the guns and the bullets and the knives and all that. We have our weapons within us because we are those dragon deities, primordial deities, dragon. We carry that power. Understand, understand, overstand who we are, brothers and sisters. We're the dragon, and this is a war that we, as the original beings, we the dragon, we the children of Kai, we the children of Atlantis, we are the ones who got to bring this thing to an end. Tap into this power, tap into this energy, bring forth this chaos. There are many of us who are here that are key components of the master energy for everyone to evolve. And you have to come into that energy and that power so that you can spread that energy. And you do this in secret. We're the dragon, and they're the reptilian. And this is a dragon-reptilian war that has been going on for a long time. If you want to say 400 calendar years on our planet, we did everything according to energy cycles because we knew how everything cycled and the energy went through a state of evolution. We're now into a new cycle and the energy is evolving, which means that we need to evolve as well. If you've been getting information on how to build, on building certain things, find a way to build it. We have the dragon. And this is a war between the dragon and the reptilian, brothers and sisters. We got to bring this shit to an end. All right, guys. I have nothing else to say. I have nothing else to say. I'll catch you guys later. I'll catch you guys later. All power to the multi-cycle celestial angelic beings. The chaos runs through forever and ever. And one other thing, I do have one other thing. One other thing that came up on my mind. Remember, when we say that our blood is the same as nature, it's true. Our blood and chlorophyll is 95% the same, which means that we possess the power of nature within us. And that rage and fury literally takes us into a completely different level of power. These inorganic beings have a completely different blood. Let me tell you this here, brothers and sisters. This is why I say I never followed that blood type shit. Because they tell us, oh yeah, you're this blood type, you're that blood type. Be like, well, how can I be this blood type and this Saxon be the same blood type? Your blood type is nature, brothers and sisters. These other beings, their blood type is whatever. I don't know. But your blood type is nature. That's your blood type. They always want to say, oh, your blood type is this and
your blood type is that. See, they know about the dragon kings and the dragon queens that were on this realm. They know about it. They know about the dragon kings. They know about the dragon queens. They know about the dragon bloodline. And this is why they want to kill off certain levels of our bloodline. And they told us in the stories that they wiped out generations, but in reality, they wiped us out on paper. All right? Chickasaw, Choctaw, Seminole, Seneca, Ottawa, Tennessee, Kalamazoo, Living Wild, Minnesota, Dakota, Carolina, Khalifa. These are all dragon tribes. Come on now. Mississippi, Tennessee, Texas, if I'm pronouncing it right. All right, the Mayans and the Aztecs, the Hopis, these are all dragon tribes. These are different dragon clans. We possess a special type of blood, brothers and sisters, that we can tap into the energy of our planet because our blood is 95% the same as our planet. Only thing that's different in chlorophyll is got magnesium and a few extra atoms of carbon, and our blood has the iron in it. That's the difference. These Saxons and these Orientals, their blood, they have an animal-type blood. It's not the same as ours at all. It's not the same as ours at all, brothers and sisters. This is why we must eat of nature. This is why we must soak in the sun. This is why they're trying to replace us. They want to erase the carbon footprints. Well, the carbon footprints is nothing but the history of who we are. They want to erase that. This is why they create the seasons. This is why they create the days of the week, the months of the year, the years, the time. Because they need to work on erasing us. You understand how what the shit that is going on, my people? This is some fucked up shit. It's time for us to take this back a whole nother level. Take back what belongs to us in a whole nother level. And we don't need no papers and no fucking UCCs and no this and that. We need to tap into this power that we belong to and bring this shit to a fucking end. This is what it's all about. Now I can say much power to you all.
All right, guys. Royalty. Royalty. Royalty.
When I say good, I don't mean perfect. I mean that you're aware.
And when you say good, you mean positive.
I mean aware. Okay. Right. No good if you're not aware, even if you're positive. Mm. You can be emulating something positive. That's no good, you know. It's good when you're aware. I'm aware that I'm bad. I'm aware that I'm happy. I'm aware that I'm sad. I'm aware that I'm, you know, old. I'm aware that I'm new. You know, when you're aware, that's good. You know, that can take you to everything.
All right, y'all. Royalty, royalty, royalty. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is Spiritual Soul Sunday. I am your host, Haru the Seven Oracle, guys. And today I'm going to be continuing my series, guys. I call it Ascension Symptoms, right? Because a lot of us may be growing through things in the background that we don't understand, right? So a lot of us are experiencing different things that are not taught in mainstream media. And, you know, we're like, what the fuck is going on, you know? And it's good to be aware, right? Like everybody just said, I love that. And I played in every episode now, right? Almost every episode. But, excuse me, as you guys know, there are a lot of cosmic things happening on a cosmic level, you know what I mean, that they're not going to teach you on the news. You know, the news is designed, I feel, to keep you at a certain frequency. You know, there are energies that fight very hard, and that's the war. You know, they say World War III is spiritual, you know what I mean? And it is indeed spiritual, you know what I mean? So, gratitude to the ancestors, gratitude to any and everybody who is, you know, attempting, I don't like to use trying, but attempting to elevate their energy, you know what I mean, attempting to be better, being patient with yourself, right, but just growing how you grow in your own way. I like to always say, do it your way, you know what I mean? So there is something that I want to read, and it's by one of my dearest friends, Renee Hamilton, guys. Today's podcast is Spiritual Soul Sunday, Ascension Symptoms, and again, I'm continuing my series on it. Go back and look at different ones I've done, but this one is about superpowers, okay? So activating your God energy, activating your superpowers, all these powers that shine and project from within you, right? First within, then without. So I put this in the show notes, so I guess I'll put it in here for a reason, but this is Renee Hamilton's quote, and he says, "The past is a rumor that brings about a tremendous amount of suffering. One must derive their identity from only that which is present, never from a past memory, not even 1 minute ago. The infinite newness is where our life force emerges from. Never does our life force emerge from the past. And this is case because the past is never here. In the present moment, to enjoy the benefits of being alive or to experience pure life force energy. For the past is only a rumor, which we cannot interact with, while the present moment is always directly visible without fail, important, without fail, and the only thing we can actually interact with, right? The illusionary past is where beliefs dwell. This is because beliefs never say anything new. I'm going to put the podcast that Renee just did like 2 days ago about the programming, knowing the programs is very important. I'm going to post that so y'all guys can link off into another Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to post the link in the show notes at the end of the podcast, but you guys must go. If you're really trying to learn and grow and understand this stuff on a deeper level, definitely research. You already know to do your own research, not depend on me, anybody, but to do and connect your own dots, right? All right, so moving on. While the true present moment is where 100% free, magical, unlimited imagination dwells, and your imagination is infinitely creative and only produces newness, our imagination is incapable of repetition. Belief, imagination are total opposites. For beliefs limit you, while imagination unlimits us. When you derive your identity from a belief or the past, then you will lack energy on a moment-to-moment basis, because the world you identify, your identity, simply does not exist and is an illusion. Thus, your mind will be focused on an illusory 24/7. Ooh, that you think is truth. That's the repetition, that mind being on autopilot. You know, our mind lives on autopilot with the illusionary past, right? When, in fact, it's a 100% illusion. If you identify with this construct newness, 100% free imagination, that is always present, then you will experience unlimited aliveness, unlimited energy, unlimited life force, The past is never here, thus it is a rumor, while the present is always here and thus not a rumor. The infinitely present newness, imagination, appears in the form of whatever appears in the present. In this very moment, this life force energy does not have any particular appearance or any particular shape. That's when we label it. You know what I mean? We got to move past labeling energy, right? Excuse me. This constant newness and imagination has no particular identity. Rather, newness, imagination, is the source of all appearances and experiences. So I will put Renee's, I will put the show that he did with Beverly on Truth to Power Radio. She's still going. Beverly, when I was listening in 2013, Beverly was on, and she's still going. You know, some of us keeping the blog talk going. All right, guys, so we're going to hop into the lectures I pulled today. Conjure Queen is a goddess that I listen to, you know what I mean? And, again, I love women when they are balanced and when they know how to balance. And, I mean, they know the darkness. They know the dragon power, you know what I'm saying? But she is also balanced, you know what I mean? And this is just not Conjure Queen, but, you know, just a lot of the women, especially the ones that I'm in contact, you know, or interactions with, you know what I'm saying? Like the balance is, you know, definitely a refresher, if you will, especially with this shift of energy just going on. You know, if we're doing the same shit and living in the same, you know, are we truly able to access and activate our superpowers like we once did in many other lifetimes or realms, if you will, right? Just contradicted everything I probably read as far as Renee speaks on an elevated level, guys, but that's also balance, you know what I mean? Understanding what you may know or believe in the now moment, but also knowing that there is the unlimited imagination space where you start to unlock and activate your superpower, okay? So we're getting into today's podcast, guys. So let's go ahead and introduce how we are shifting dimensions and secret portals, and, you know, so let's just hear what Conjure Queen has to say. And I put this together because she makes a great point on shifting dimensions and also superpower. So please go like and subscribe to her channel, guys. All my video credits will be in the show notes at the end of the podcast. But please like and go subscribe to everybody's channel. Visit their websites. You know, just go support, you know, because I love in Enhancing Awareness Radio, as you guys know, is one big classroom. But I love some of the people, you know, Conjure Queen. I love to just sometimes then watch their channel just to get different perspectives and different views, right? It's about the we, not just about me, right? So let's go ahead and listen, and you guys know I'll be in and out to discuss.
Looking at left brain, so that way we cannot access our true power. In order to truly activate the pineal gland, okay, which is the first brain, because we got two brains, the brain that allows us to perceive the five senses, and then we have the pineal gland, which is the superior brain that allows us to tap into higher consciousness. It is what actually separates human beings, the conscious human being, from a regular animal or a beast. This is what they talk about, Beauty and the Beast, is a story about the lower self and attaining higher knowledge. All these Disney movies, all these shows and stuff, like, they were throwing occult and esoteric knowledge to us as we were children, not knowing that they were planting the seeds for us to wake up at this time. Everything happens for a reason. So when you know they were screaming in the videos, Illuminati, satanic symbols, it was like, no, that was just our ancestors coming back, reminding us who we are. Symbols activate something in the subconscious mind that wakes you up. Peace, family. Conjure Queen here. And in this segment, we are going to be talking about different dimensions. We're going to be talking about crossing timelines. We're talking about doppelgangers, clones, okay, doubles, a lot of strange things happen in the matrix, okay? So you got to realize that as the planet is waking up, as more people are stepping into higher consciousness, we are shifting energies, we're shifting dimensions, we're even shifting certain realms. Once you elevate yourself, you are becoming closer and closer to God or to the source from which we all have come. So when you become the source, when you start to manifest yourself as the true goddess or God body that you are literally embodying what God is. You are literally becoming God on earth. So when babies stop and stare at you, when people stop you and tell you you look like somebody, you are now becoming a reflector or a reflection to people, which means that you literally look like them, or they can see themselves in you. Now, this can be a double-edged sword because some people may project their insecurities, wants, and needs onto you because you have this reflective-like energy, right? Especially so if you are like a healer, if you are a spiritualist, if people come to you with their woes and worries and random people stop you on the street and they want to tell you their whole life story, it's a strong possibility that you have a mirror-like aura where you reflect back to people their energy. And in relationships, you also teach people about themselves. So a lot of the times when those arguments come up, sometimes it's not even necessarily you, but you can be reflecting a trigger back to that person, and maybe that trigger is something that they haven't worked through or done the shadow work to heal, and so now they feel as though you are attacking them. You're also going to notice a lot of strange phenomena going on in the matrix, but I'm going to explain to you why, okay? If you guys don't follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is I Am Conjure Queen, okay? And the reason why I'm telling you to follow is because recently I just put up a post. Somebody sent me a photo of this girl who looks exactly like me. I'm like, yo, this cannot be happening. And it's been happening a lot lately to me. Like, guys, let me know in the comments. Like, have you been having more occurrences with people who look like you, or people saying that you look like somebody, or sending you photos of people who probably look identical to you? The reason why this is happening is that we are merging into different dimensions. So imagine there's an alternate dimension, right? There's many alternate dimensions, and every alternate dimension is an alternate version of ourselves. And if you guys don't know about this, I would highly recommend getting into quantum physics, because the scientists know about this already, okay? This is why I love science, because science is literally magic. They just stay in the left brain, but they don't want to incorporate the spiritual aspects into it. Okay, that's how they kept us so stuck in the left brain and unable to tap into our magical powers, because we're so stuck thinking that everything has to be scientific, you know, the scientific method. That can be utilized in magic. However, you have to still keep that spiritual aspect with it. You learn about the quantum theory. You learn about the entanglement theory. You learn about the law of resonance. Okay, there's so many different scientific words for them to pretty much say magic exists. Matter of fact, while we're on the topic of portals and dimensions, if you guys didn't know this, New York City is full of portals, and I'm going to tell you exactly where one of the biggest portals is at. If you have never been to 34th Street, Herald Square, that is a portal, baby, okay? When I tell you, people who are the old heads in New York, they know that New York is full of magic. You guys.
And I just want to pause it right there, because when 9/11 happened and when they was rebuilding it, I said that that's a portal. Like, I will always have visions of New York City being a portal, like the Twin Towers, like right there where that was, like underneath what we think is, you know, the Ground Zero is one big ass portal. Like, I saw the actual vision.
Got to understand the history. There's a lot of blood that's been spilled there. Like, everybody on Wall Street, what? They found a whole bunch of Native American bones under those buildings when they did the construction. And that's why that area, the World Trade Center area, is cursed. Lower Manhattan, the World Trade Center, okay? That land is cursed. When they found all of those bones and stuff up there, you got to understand that a lot of places in New York City is Native sacred ground. And certain places are never meant to be digged up or have a building or a house or anything built on top of it. I got to tell you about an old ancient ritual. Before a person was able to build a house or do anything with the land, they had to give that part of land or the spirits of the land an offering, right? And if you did not give an offering before digging up the land or burying something on top of it, then the spirits of that land was known to torment you or make you so miserable, so sick, or cause people around you to die. It will literally curse you, okay? It will create all of these issues and so that you can move out. Now, imagine you have all of these people in New York City digging up all of this stuff, not knowing the proper rituals. And this is why, listen closely, if you work in construction, if you're a carpenter, if you know somebody who is a carpenter or work in construction, listen to this, okay? It was known that you have to give a blood sacrifice if you wanted to build land or build a building or build a home on top of land. You had to feed the land with something, an offering, okay? Now, when you don't give that blood sacrifice, the spirit will take it. This is why a lot of the time there's certain freak accidents at construction sites. And I know a lot of my friends are construction workers, and they told me some really strange, crazy stories in New York. For one of my friends, I had to actually prepare him a protection because he was telling me, like, yo, every day there was a crazy accident. And I'm going to tell you exactly where this was. This was downtown Brooklyn. Downtown Brooklyn is not too far from Fort Greene Park, and Fort Greene Park is very haunted because it's a whole bunch of dead people buried under the memorial there. A lot of people don't know that. But those who lived in Fort Greene for a very long time, they know the secrets of the land. And they had natives there who fed the spirits to keep the spirits at bay. So right downtown Brooklyn where that Macy's is at, listen, if you guys live in New York or Brooklyn, even if you don't, I'm telling you guys just in case you decide to visit, where that Macy's building is at, my mother told me, even my grandmother even told me, it's that down there is haunted. And that's why whatever's always built on top of that area, there's always like that building will start a fire. It used to be a movie theater there in the 90s, and so it burnt down, and then they built a Macy's there. Macy's even caught on fire a few times, okay? People that work in Macy's that work there can even tell you that they've seen some shit there. It's crazy. But the reason why I'm telling you this is because you have to give an offering to the spirits of the land when you move in. Like, this is a tradition that has been lost because, remember, we lost a lot of our memories. We lost a lot of our cultural history. But this used to be kind of like the norm. Like, if you go to somebody's house for the first time, you bring an offering, right? Like, I hope that you guys were raised that way. And you want to know the crazy part? What's known now as having, like, home training or manners, like, that was literally cultural upbringing. Like, certain things was just taught to us, like certain values, how to treat the spirit, how to give offerings when you enter into a new space for the first time, how to give veneration to the spirits if you're moving into their land. Like whenever I go to a new space, I give honor and thanks to the spirits of the land. I give honor and thanks to the trees around me. I ask them all to protect me, to bring me good energy, to keep out bad energy, like just to keep me safe and stable. I give them the offerings. We have our exchange, and we in a good place. Nothing ever happens. I never have any issues when I move to a new place. Now, if you notice that you always have an issue, let's say you move to a place and there's always problems. Maybe certain things are breaking down in the house. Maybe there's just supernatural things happening. Like, y'all probably see Amityville Horror, okay, The Conjuring. Stuff like that really happens on a day-to-day basis, okay? This is the norm for some people. And the thing is, they don't know that all they really had to do is pay homage to the spirits of the land, respect them, but people don't know those traditions, so they violate the spirits. Spirits feel disrespected, like how you don't know these customs. It's like supposed to be common sense. So remember, these are ancient spirits, so they're expecting that you're supposed to know these old traditions. The point that I'm making here is that the planet is waking up. Consciousness is waking up. Those who are the original, those who are connected to the land, the indigenous people, the ones whose DNA is merged with the earth, those who came from the dust of the earth, okay, you are part of it, as within, so without, as above, so below. That is why we can work with the elements. That is why our ancestors were able to make it rain. That is why they were able to start fires with their mind. And some of you can even still do this today. Your powers are just sleeping. Stuff like this was known as common, okay? They have conditioned us to think that we are not connected to the land. They have, the reason why we have so many issues today is because we've connected from source. We've connected from nature. But we're getting back to it again. And the reason why you need to get back onto nature's good graces is because things are shifting. Nature is going through a cleanse and a purging process. Okay, and you got to realize when the human body is sick, what does it do? It sends its white blood cells to attack whatever the pathogen is, right? The virus, the bacteria. So it's something like that that's happening with Earth, where Earth is heating up and going through a fever, a sickness, is sending its soldiers, its troopers to attack the sickness where it's coming from. And any person, things, or people, energies that are the detriment of the earth and from her evolving, they are being cleaned from this earth, okay? The earth is alive. This is why we are able to habitate inside of her, okay? We have to be living on a living organism in order for living organisms to exist on it. So what is that telling you? Every living thing evolves, right? Every living thing grows, right? And we're affected by earth, and also earth affects us. So if that's the case, if you are the sickness that is hurting Earth, then sorry, boo-boo, it's time for you to go. If you're not aiding in this ascension, in this growth process, in the evolution process, because it's time for humans to evolve now, and there have been hijackers of this planet that don't even belong to this freaking star system that have violated a lot of codes that was written, ancient codes. Listen, it's a lot of violations. But we're seeing that karma happening now. We're seeing justice now. We're seeing punishment now. And that's why we're going to see a lot of false leaders fall. You're going to see a lot of entertainers be exposed. Okay? The truth is coming out. There's actually a really good movie that I want you guys to watch. It's called The Happening. Okay? It talks about everything that's happening now, how Earth goes through this purging process. It's kind of like the end of the world, revelations that they speak about, all of the signs, okay? And what it's saying is that Earth is literally purging the people who are harmful to her, but then there's certain people that's not affected by this poisonous gas that the flowers and the trees are giving off. Because everything is evolving, you got to understand that Earth's defense mechanism is also evolving too. Her defense mechanism, her immunity, her immune system, the white cells, right, the soldiers that she needs to purge the sickness so that we can evolve, so that there can be healing here, so that there can be balance in Ma'at here, right, restoring that Ma'at, the year of the seven, the year of the scales, the year of balance, the year of the priestess or Set, the year of the moon, the great goddess coming forward, the year of conception, new beginnings, harnessing, okay? It's a lot of stuff that's happening, and that waters, the Cancerian waters, the waters from the goddess, right, the seven energies for this year is purging, so there may be a flood. Okay, there may be floodings in strange places. There's a lot of things happening, and a flood can also be symbolic, the flood of knowledge. Okay, a lot of people are going to seek truth. They're going to seek the seekers. There is actually historical documents that talk about how the Japanese actually overthrew the Mongols, how they had their priests and magicians to do ceremonies and rituals that can control the water. So what they would do is, remember, at that time, the Mongols and warring people were traveling by water, so they had to travel through ships. So when they would come, they would have the priestess and the magicians and stuff work together, and what they did was they called forth the gods of the sea to create a storm, and it happened twice, okay? The first time, it destroyed their boats and they retreated. They tried to come again, and it happened again. And this is how you know it's not a coincidence. Now, what if I told you we still have that power to tap into the energy of the elements to get the spirits of nature on our side so that we can also step in and assist the nature spirits with cleansing the earth? Because that's what human beings were actually dropped off here for. A lot of us are not even really from this planet. A lot of us are from other star systems, and we came here to be custodians of the earth. We were supposed to be put here to care for her. She cared for us. We cared for her. It was just a mutual agreement that we had. And somewhere along the line, we stopped taking care of her, and what happened? We got disconnected from her. We forgot how to speak to the spirits of the land. For every sickness, there is a plant that can cure you. Okay? And this is what the indigenous people knew. We knew that we had a signature or an agreement with the plant kingdom. And it's an old story, right? There's a story about how once upon a time, human beings had a very close relationship with the animals and the plants, right? The plants are put here to help us cure sickness and disease and also to keep, you know, to feed us and stuff like that. And we also had a close relationship with the animals. We were able to talk to them, communicate with them. They would teach us things. And so over time, we lost that connection with the animals, right? Like, we were able to communicate with the bears. We wasn't afraid of them. Like, we were able to work with them. They were protecting us. somewhere along the line, we lost that connection of how to communicate with them, and so we started to eat them. We started to eat them instead of protect them, and so that breached the contract that we had. And so what that did was it started to create sickness, pestilence, disease, okay? They say that when you don't sacrifice the animal properly before consuming it, the spirit of that animal can curse you, okay, or torment you. When the human being breached that agreement with the animals, it created a war where the animals started to attack the humans because the humans were just eating them and sacrificing them. And these were people who came who didn't know how to do the sacrificial rites, okay? They violated the code. And so it infuriated the animals. And so the plant kingdom realized that the humans were getting sick, right, from not properly sacrificing and doing the rites before consuming the meat. And so as the humans started to develop these new sicknesses, the plant said, hey, you know what, we'll cure you. We'll be your cure. We'll teach you how to work with us so that we can cure sickness, illness, or whatever type of diseases you have. So the good thing is I feel as though more people are waking up, more people are learning about alternative medicine, more people are learning about how to heal themselves, more mothers are learning how to cure their own babies and find like little herbs and plants and medicines to make sure that they have a smooth delivery, you know, that their children are protected, like old voodoo spells that a lot of our ancestors have passed on to us. Like this is old, ancient knowledge. But we just call it wives' tales now or superstitions now. But they have deep roots in them. And it's a reason why we have to continue telling these stories so that the people won't forget. So moral of the story is right now what you want to be doing is connecting to your ancestors, connecting to your roots, learning about your foundations and where you come from, learning how to tap back into Mother Earth's energy, how to work with these elementals, how to get out of that stigma and mindset that they've lied to you about and conditioned you into thinking that we're supposed to be stuck in our left brain. They've conditioned us to be stuck in our left brain so that way we cannot access our true power. In order to truly activate the pineal gland, okay, which is the first brain, because we got two brains, the brain that allows us to perceive the five senses, and then we have the pineal gland, which is the superior brain that allows us to tap into higher consciousness. It is what actually separates human beings, the conscious human being, from a regular animal or a beast. This is what they talk about, Beauty and the Beast, and the story about the lower self and attaining higher knowledge. All these Disney movies, all these shows and stuff, like they were throwing occult and esoteric knowledge to us as we were children, not knowing that they were planting the seed for us to wake up at this time. Everything happens for a reason. So when you know they were screaming in the videos, Illuminati, satanic symbols, it was like, no, that was just our ancestors coming back, reminding us who we are. Symbols activate something in the subconscious mind that wakes you up. If you really want to tap into this magical energy, what's going to open the door for you is working with your ancestors. Because they know the secrets. These are the shamans that they killed off. These are the ones who hold the ancient mysteries. These are the ones who know how to work the land and know how to work the crystals. These are the ones that know the ancient language. They can teach this to you. They can show you in a dream. They can show you in a vision. They can strengthen your divination skills and your psychic powers. They can teach you telepathy. They can teach you pyromancy. They can teach you telekinesis. They can teach you all of these things. Because these things are very real and they are possible. I don't think that it's just enough how important it is to incorporate your ancestors into your spiritual practice. How many doors is it can open for you? Because so many people skip the ancestors and they want to work with all these powerful deities and demons and angels and saints and all of this stuff, but they skip over their ancestors. Your ancestors are literally like the spokespeople for you in the spiritual world. Like, you got to think about it. When you go to work with a spirit that you've never worked with before, they're going to kind of look at your credentials and see, okay, who the hell are you? Who worked with you? You know, what's your background story? Are you worth even working with? Or are you just going to be annoying? Your ancestors will vouch for you in a spiritual world. They can introduce you to other spirits. They can put you on to spirits that they worked with, okay? So that way you can have a whole entire spiritual army behind you. Listen, family. We have a powerful ritual coming up. We are doing an ancestor money burning ritual. Now, if you don't know about that ancestor money, I'm going to tell you right now, it is life-changing. You burn ancestor money, you will activate your ancestors. If you've been wondering if your ancestors have been connecting with you or not, let me tell you right now, If you use ancestor money, they will be active, and you will definitely know that they are around, okay? If you've been having issues connecting or communicating with your ancestors, ancestor money burning will open up the communication and open up the doorway. Burning ancestor money also brings you prosperity because what you're doing is you're literally paying off your ancestral debts, or like let's say they have karmic debts or they have traumas. It's literally burning away their impurities. Like you're cleansing them with the alchemical fire as you're burning and calling upon the Jade Emperor. As you're burning these hell notes, you're also cleansing their spirit. And as you're cleansing them, they're able to help you. It's a powerful ritual, family. Trust me, you don't want to miss this one. If you guys missed the previous protection ritual, do not miss this. You get your ancestors on your side, it's a game changer. Okay, anybody who's done group rituals with me know that I explain everything step by step. I'm very thorough in what I do, and I'm all about results. Okay, we get results over here, baby. Our rituals and spells, they work. Okay, so
you can contact her, you guys. You can definitely contact her. I'm gonna put her link to her channel in her show notes. Now, mind you guys, that lecture was an old lecture, so she's probably already done it as far as the ritual. But I'm sorry, y'all, I'm burning. Let's say you're burning sage, smoke, and honey. You end up outside when you burn something about that. But sometimes we are the demonic energy that needs to be cleansed, right? But I love what she says about the ancestors and honoring the ancestors and pretty much, you know, however you do it, guys, spirituality can't be taught. So it's pretty much however you, excuse me, you're creative, right? However your creativity, however your creativity leads, wherever your creativity leads you. And that's interesting because as she was talking, you know, I got this nudge to pull, right? Some of you guys don't know, I am an oracle, who is the Seventh-day Oracle, guys, and I do readings, okay? I do readings. I don't invite people I don't invite people as much anymore to do sessions because all this energy being slain around, y'all, you know what I'm saying? You have to protect your energy, you guys. So I have been protecting my energy as far as who I allow and who I commerce with as far as my readings are concerned. So, but I am open, okay? I am open. I've done a few sessions this year, but only a few, you know what I mean? And I'm okay with that, right? So anyway, guys, sometimes I have a nudge to pull, and today was one of in this moment, right, was one of those times. So, you know, I was like, okay, in this moment, what do we need to know, right? So there was a three-card pool, and the first pool was they're going to be tests, okay? They're going to be tests. They're going to be spiritual tests, you guys. Have any of you felt like you are being tested right now? Like, oh, my God, my gangster being tested, or, you know, my patience being tested. Like, you know, have you felt that you are being tested to elevate, okay? This is about evaluation. This is about examination. This is about trials. This is about experiments. This is about quizzes. This is about analyzing. This is about trying out, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone. This is about investigation. This may be a new opportunity for schooling. You know what I mean? Being tested for your worthiness. You know what I mean? And it depends on how you perceive it. It could be a trying time. But again, life is only 10% of what happens, but 90% in how we react to it, you guys. All right? So, creation, all right? This is about birthing. This is about creating. This is about projects, different projects, you know. Go pull out that project that you haven't pulled out in a long time and, you know, get her done, right? Plans, building. This is about magic, manifestation, beginnings, new beginnings, right? Designing, you know, constructing new creative tasks, you know what I mean? This is about inventing new ideas, imagination. Remember the top of the podcast, Renee Hampson, in his quote, he talked a lot about imagination, right? And imagination becoming a reality, right? And forming, okay? And all of that leads to what? Miracles, guys. This is about divine blessing, divine healing, grace, supernatural occurrences, superpower, right? Activating the superpowers, what this podcast is about. Things done by God, the divine working through you, you know, divine intervention is what I like to call it, right? So that was my three-card pull for this moment, guys, for this podcast, all right? So my link tree, my link tree is in the show notes, guys. So you can utilize that if you like a session of your own or just communicate with me, anything. Let me just utilize my link tree, and it'll branch you off to my link tree page, and there you can leave me an email, and we can build from there. All right? All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get into this last lecture that I pulled from Conjure Queen. Okay, we're going to go on and stay with Conjure Queen on this one, right? So, video credits in the show note at the end of the show. So this one gears more into the superpower aspect of perceptions, right?
Shout out to the Divine Royalty family members up in my building. And listen, if you know and you don't know about me, you just so happen to find this live, I am Conjure Queen. I have a YouTube channel talking about ways to access your DNA, your ancestral DNA, and also how to tap into your godly or goddess powers. We have to realize that superpowers are very real. Ever since we were all children, we always read comic books or manga or seen cartoons or even read stories about these superheroes, these people who had these superhuman abilities that made them outshine the masses, these people who were selected or elected or chosen that had a different destiny than everybody else. And we have to realize that every superhero always had alter ego. Like, they always had, like, the mundane side to them. Like, you know, they probably was, you know, by day they are a student or they work in a 9-to-5. And by night, like, they're saving the day. They're kicking ass. Like, you know, like, they're doing a whole bunch of, like, magical things. But one thing that I want to let you all know is that these superheroes, these legends of old, these myths, these mythologies, like these gods and goddesses are real. They were talking about you. X-Men were always talking about these people who have mutations, genetic mutations. What do you think is happening right now? We are all electromagnetic beings, and I'm just going to break it down to you on a scientific level because I understand that a lot of us are trapped into a left brain way of thinking, and this is just how we were all indoctrinated since we all was brought up in an educational system that forced us or taught us to suppress our right brain, our creative brain, and to only believe things that we are being told and things that we can actually perceive with our five senses. So if you study science, you realize that there are certain wavelengths or waves or frequencies that are beyond the sight. You know what I mean? Beyond UV rays, beyond sunlight, beyond the light where you can actually see, touch, smell, taste, and all of that good stuff, right? So the reason why I'm breaking this down is because I want you guys to realize that even though you may not be able to see something, that does not mean that it's not real. We can't necessarily see oxygen, but we do know that we breathe it, right? Without it, we would not be able to breathe. I say, okay. So doing research for people that's into, like, you know, chemistry, or if you may not know much about chemistry, I'm just going to break it down to a science for you guys. We all may know about an atom, right? An atom is the smallest form of science, like the smallest thing that you could break down, right? Now, basically, what is an atom? An atom is composed of protons, neutrons, and electrons, right? So we realize that the electrons are on the outside of an atom. And we're talking about electromagnetic energy here. And we are all electromagnetic beings, but I'm breaking it down on a scientific level because I want you guys to realize something, that magical powers, superhuman powers are very real, and I'm going to tell you how, okay? Now look, if an atom is composed of electrons, neutrons, and protons, right? Electrons are negatively charged, and neutrons and neutral protons are positive. Just remember that. You're going back to elementary school days. I don't know when they taught you this, but this is the basic elemental form of science and chemistry. Now, you realize that if we are atoms ourselves, right, because the microcosm and the microcosm and the macrocosm, right, like one may say that the sun is actually a nucleus And the planets that are evolving around that nucleus is the electrons, like Earth and all the other planets, right? And then all of that together creates the actual galaxy, which would be an atom itself. Now, if we go a little bit smaller, and I feel like I'm sounding like a real nerd right now, but just follow me, you feel me? Like, I'm low-key a nerd. I love science. But for those who are sapiosexuals, for those who enjoy knowledge and the science itself, magic is science. It's the same thing. I was reading an article, a scientific article, that basically was breaking down, like, you know, electromagnetic science. So basically, magnetism, the law of attraction basically says that your energy basically attracts whatever vibration that you're vibrating at. That's the type of energy that you're going to attract into your force field or your electromagnetic field. This is going into superhuman abilities. Just follow me, okay? So basically, in science, I forgot, I think it's called the covalence. I can't think of the freaking scientific term. Let's try not to get into the terminology right now, but just follow me. Basically, they said that the way that atoms link up and they create molecules is when two atoms of a similar electronegative charge, right, electromagnetic charge, they are connected to one another. This is the law of attraction. This is why I always say, let's stop saying, I don't want the negativity in my life. I want to create positivity. You got to realize that if we are made of atoms and atoms are composed of both electrons, which are negatively charged, and photons, which are positively charged, that means that you are attracting both negative and positive energy. Magnetism says that there's always two poles to a magnet. There's a negatively charged and a positively charged polars of that magnet. So we can't keep saying, we got to be careful of saying only positivity, only positive energy, only positive. Because what happens is when you have too much positivity, that's too many protons. When you have too many protons, that means that your energetic, your electrons, which was your auric, tightly closed, because the more protons that an atom has, the smaller is actual electromagnetic auric field, which means that you are more so repelling things than attracting things. And the more electronegativity that an atom has or molecule has means that it's more attractive and that its auric field is actually much bigger. So why am I bringing all of this up? Why am I talking all scientifically here? And you guys can even reference this for yourself. If you're in chemistry, check this out. Talk to your professor or just do your own research yourself, because this is science right now. The reason why I'm bringing science into the picture is for people that have to see it to believe it, that have to understand on a logical point in order to connect your left brain and your right brain. Now, look, the reason why I'm bringing electromagnetic energy into this whole equation, the reason why I'm breaking down the science is because I want you guys to realize that if we are electromagnetic beings, that means that we can control the energy, the atoms, the molecules that's within us and outside of us. If you guys study gravity, you realize that everything that is within Earth is going to be subjected to the gravity of Earth. Every human being, every molecule, every atom within you is going to be affected by Earth. So what happens to Earth affects humans. Whatever happens to humans also affects Earth, because we are all within the same electromagnetic field. With these powers that they're building up, that's going to be shifting the electromagnetic energy, the radiation, the waves and everything like that, is going to also change the auric field and the chakras and the energy and the electromagnetic vibrations of Earth, and also change you. This means that there's going to be genetic mutations. This means that our energy is also going to shift, elevate, upgrade. Now, for people who have not adapted their electromagnetic force field to meet that of the Earth, and how long have we been saying in all of our previous videos since 2015 that we have to step into our power and we also have to step into a certain vibration. And for those people who vibration is not elevating to a certain level, they're going to get left behind. How many times have we said this? Okay, now that I got your attention and now that you understand the scientific aspect of it, we're going to get more into the spiritual aspect. So we got into the physics, right, the physics. Now we're going to step a little bit into the metaphysics, okay, quantum physics, or however you want to announce it. This is why I love science, because It all connects. You got to connect the dots. Everything makes sense. Everything is vibration. I say, now look, as the electromagnetic field of the earth is also shifting and we are shifting as beings, you have to realize that you can alter your own electromagnetic charge, because we are not just one particular charge. This is why you got to be careful or mindful of what you say. And also you have to realize that an atom or a molecule, the electromagnetic charge is also affected by its environment, okay, about the certain molecules or atoms that's also surrounding it. So what is that? Let's say that we are all our own atoms, right? And a lot of people, and I have put up a post recently on my IG, and I have said, you know, being broke is a mindset. It's a certain frequency. Being abundant and having wealth is a frequency. And I say that wealth is not just about money. It's a mindset. If you have a certain mindset where you always are penny pinching, you're afraid to give, you live in this mindset of lack, then that's the type of, that's what the universe is going to start sending you. Because, you know, scientifically, that's the vibration that you're vibrating at. That's the energy that you're going to attract to you, just like an atom. Research electronegativity. Research electronegativity and how is that measured within an atom. What is that? The more electronegative that an atom or molecule is, that means that it is more attractive. So negative energy means you're more attractive. When we go outside and we're feeling a little bit stressed and they say, you know what, you know, for instance, I always tell women that are menstruating or that have bad menstrual cramps that if you actually go outside and take your shoes off and plant your feet inside the grass, that those negative ions from the plants, from the grass, from the greenery is going to help you with your menstrual cramps. Why is that? It's adding the negative ions to your electrons to make you more negatively charged. And also, let's not forget that because we are electromagnetic beings, our heart is also a generator. You got to realize that. So that's why if you guys are part of the Divine Royalty family and you're part of the Patreon family, you already realize that I've been giving you guys tips and tools and resources to take to help activate your melanin, to help activate this DNA, to help your electromagnetic body expand. The earth is shifting, and you have to shift yourself to align with the same frequency of the planet that you're on, because the earth is alive. Just like we're alive, you feel me? We are the atoms inside of the earth, and the earth is probably a small atom to another, a bigger macrocosmic being. You feel me? It never stops. It's like the ending of the movie Men in Black, where they show the alien that had the little globe the size of a marble, and then inside of outside of that marble was another marble. It was just kind of like the Russian doll. You open one doll, it's another doll. You open that little doll, it's another doll. Like, anyway, I've been taking, listen, that's what I be saying, take your monatomic gold, take your colloidal silver, taking your freaking chlorophyll, and make sure the chlorophyll is actually the copper-based one, so that way you can get your gold, your silver, and your copper to help activate the melanin within your pineal gland. This is going to help activate the superpowers. Now you're saying, Conjure Queen, what does all of this scientific crap have to do with superpowers? I don't understand. Okay, let me break it down for you. You can alter your electromagnetic charge. And this is what I'm going to tell you. And this has probably happened to some of y'all because I know this happened to me. All right. Have you ever stepped inside of a, let's say you inside of a store, you inside of a location, there's fluorescent lights, so there's light bulbs around you, and the lights just start wilding out. When you walk in or when you walk near the light, lights start acting weird around you. You feel me? You could probably even notice weird phenomena when you guard in nature. Let's say animals just start, you meditate in nature, and the birds and the freaking squirrels and all types of animals just start coming around you, and you're not even doing nothing. Let's say it was quiet and peaceful outside. It's your electromagnetic energy that's pulling these things in. Remember, electric and magnetic. That's why you affect electricity around you. You might walk past a TV, well, back in the day when they had internet dial-up. some of y'all are probably too young for that, but you hear the little dot, like the little static. Like if somebody ever used to call your cell phone and you had your phone near the TV or something, like you would hear that thing go, like sometimes that still happens to some of us. Like, our bodies are filled with energy, electrical magnetic beings. This is real. Like, we are electrical beings. Why do you think that they have, when they do, like, a CAT scan and an MRI and stuff like that, they are basically able to see your organs and all of this stuff because of the electricity throughout your body. When your heart stops, when they pump your heart and they pump that those electric bolts in your heart, why do you think that is? They're jump-starting your heart with energy. All of this is proof that we are electrical beings. Like, we're not just flesh. We're not just these flesh suits that's walking around. Like, we are made of electrical magnetic energy. I can't stop this. So, right, look, let me tell you something. What if I told you that a lot of these X-Men, like Magneto, a lot of these X-Men that you know that have these super beings, these superhuman abilities, what if I told you that there are some people who are born with the ability to access these abilities that we all have, but they have more of a natural talent for it? Like, there's some people who have a talent to draw really well. There's some people who, you know, have a natural talent to sing, who have a natural talent to dance, who have a natural talent to play an instrument, who have a natural talent to cook, to, you know, to do all types of things. There's all types of talented people out here. And there's other people who have to practice a little bit more than others to actually get it. You feel me? To finesse it. Now, if they say that human beings only access between 10 and 20% of their brain, that's the masses, all right? What do you think will happen when you actually start taking your elixirs and doing your meditations and doing all of the stuff, the inner work that's needed to start activating these sleep and dormant powers within your mind? You are going to start activating your electromagnetic energy and allow you, listen, perfect example, yo, telekinesis is very real. Telekinesis, they just made you guys think that this stuff is so far-fetched and so difficult and so hard that you told yourself that you can't do it. You got to realize that children are powerful because children are not limited. Children don't have this mindset of that they're not stuck in their left brain. Remember, children are still using their creative, primitive brain. They're using their right brain. There is no limit to them. Like, they don't know any limits. There is no, like, whatever they want to do, they believe. They live in a world of imagination, creativity. What happened is, in school, your teachers told you, okay, stop daydreaming. You know, step back into reality. That's impossible. You can't do that. Stick to what's safe. So what happened? You started to shrivel up. You started to doubt your powers. You started to become more in a left-brain society. No, we stepped more into our true selves. Levitation is very real. When you think about, okay, boom, if the earth is made of electromagnetic energy and we are made of electromagnetic energy, if you really want to levitate, all you have to do is learn how to manipulate your own electrons, neutrons, protons, and atoms and molecules within your own body to shift the electro charge of your own magnetic field. So that way, instead of being a slave to gravity, where gravity is pulling you down, you can learn how to manipulate your own electromagnetic aura to float, to make it go in the opposite direction. But a lot of us have not been taught how to do that. A lot of us have been taught, no, there is no such thing as flying. There is no such thing as levitating. Meanwhile, you got people all over the world, in India and all other types of places, that's doing this. Why? Don't get me wrong. There are certain places in the world that have ley lines. Check out ley lines where levitation is a little bit less difficult because the certain vortexes and certain points of the planet has a different gravitational and electromagnetic flow to it that allows you to do that, allows your electromagnetic energy to kind of like flow with it a little better, for lack of better words. Okay, levitation, telekinesis. Okay, boom. Let me tell you something. Telekinesis, moving things with your mind, very real. If thoughts are things and thoughts are waveforms, if they have devices to measure your brain wavelength, to measure to see what you're thinking. They have instruments and devices to see how your brain is operating. That means that your brain creates these electromagnetic forces meaning that the electromagnetic energy can either repel or attract. Remember, we said this in the beginning with the atoms, the neutrons, and protons, right, with the electric negativity. Research these scientific terms that I'm giving you guys. Research this stuff because this is very real. I'm breaking it down on a scientific level and a spiritual level, and we're putting it together. Left brain and right brain, that's how we're going to start understanding things. For the doubters and the naysayers, right, you give them science. If you want a scientist to understand, you have to talk in science to them. If you want a spiritualist to understand, you got to speak in spiritual terms. Now we're using both. Okay? There you go. Now, telekinesis. They say that telekinesis is possible. Basically, I'm going to break it down really simple for you guys. Telekinesis is not difficult. People can do this, and they do this. How? Because they use their electromagnetic energy, which is their aura, and they learn how to expand it and how to constrict it. What did I say earlier about electronegativity? They say that the more electrically charged that you are, the more electrons that you have, the more far further out your electrons are, which means that the more bigger your electromagnetic force field, okay, which makes you more attractive. You pull things to you. The more protons you have, which is positively charged, the more positively charged you are. That means that you start your electrons, your electromagnetic force field constricts, it comes closer to you because the electrons are being pulled inside. Makes sense? Look this up yourself. Y'all probably have to see the scientific diagrams to actually understand because I'm a visual learner too. Okay? Now, if you can change your thought forms to be more electromagnetically, like either negatively electrically charged or positively more charged, you can choose whether or not you want to bring things, physical things to you or away from you. On a metaphysical scale, meaning like you could attract things to you on just thinking certain things, and also having more control of your electromagnetic body where you can expand it, put something within your electric auric field, and pull it to you with just your willpower. But some of y'all don't even have a strong enough concentration to do that because y'all like to have like 10 different apps open on your phone and, you know, and focusing on 10 different things at once. This is why they got y'all trapped in 2D, so you don't even know what's going on in 3D, and you can't even ascend to freaking 4D or 5D. Like, come on. So anyway, telepathy. Telepathy is very real. Telepathy is the science of being able to communicate with somebody without actually speaking, meaning you can talk to someone way across the world, even in a whole other freaking galaxy, with thoughts. So what travels faster than the speed of light? Some might say sound or darkness. Then sound is that they say that sound is actually slower than the speed of light because that's why you will see lightning and then you'll hit thunder afterwards. But what actually travels faster than light? Thought. Your thought. Before there was light, there was the thought, right? He said, Spirit said, let there be light. So that means that it was darkness first. So he had to think it. We had to think it before it actually came into fruition and existence. That's why thoughts are things. So if your thoughts travel faster than light itself, that means that you can telepathically send a message with your brain waves, your electromagnetic energy, these atoms, these molecules that can actually shift, that move like waves. They said that, you know, scientifically speaking, that, you know, if you study quantum physics, that these thought forms actually act as waves and particles, okay, D waves or whatever they call them. Nowadays, they keep shifting certain names and stuff like that to make it confusing. But like I said, don't get caught up on the scientific names. Just understand the idea. Once you understand the idea of a thing, then you can put whatever name or titles or whatever on it. Humans like to make labels and stuff, which complicates things. But it's not that complicated. Just like levitation, telekinesis, telepathy, even teleportation is a very real thing. Now, having your physical body teleport from one place to another is a difficult matter. It's not easy. But you can teleport and move things with your energetic body, right? Because what happens when we go to sleep? Our spiritual body, we may know it as a spiritual body, which is really is your electromagnetic body, your energetic body, leaves your physical mass and is able to travel without limitations. It could travel wherever it wants to, however fast it wants to, because it's really just a thought and it's just a wave. or a particle, depending on how you look at it, right? So if you want to send somebody a thought, thought travels faster than light. This is why when you really start taking the elixirs that I've been telling you guys, and listen, I have an Amazon link, guys. In my the link in my bio, or if you see this on YouTube, link in the description. Check out my YouTube if I haven't said that already, guys, because I talk about this stuff. Like, yo, you, taking chlorophyll, taking monatomic gold or atomic ormus, taking colloidal silver, taking these things will help activate your melanin, activate your electromagnetic body and your ancestral DNA. So that way you remember what you need to do, why you came here, who you really are, your ancestral bloodline, and it helps activate your superhuman powers. Superhuman powers are very real. They made you think that it's just mythology and comic books and anime, but it's not. And this is what these comic writers and stuff are trying to tell you and get you ready for. They've been writing this stuff for us. They've been writing this stuff for the babies. They've been writing this stuff for the mutants. They know who you are, but you don't know who you are. And that's why I'm here to tell you, to remind your asses who you are, who we are, what you can do. The possibilities are endless. You are as big as your imagination. Facts. Things just manifest a little bit slower in this dimension here, but things are speeding up because the dimensions, the energetic wavelengths are picking up. And those who are elevating and meeting the needs of the planetary vibrations are going to be in alignment. That's what it means to be in alignment. If you're out of alignment, you're probably going to start feeling sick. You're probably going to start feeling out of like whack. And those are part of the ascension symptoms because, you know, it's normal to kind of go through the ascension wooziness, that's what I call it, like the ascension, like withdrawals or ascension wooziness or symptoms for a little while, and then you kind of be like, all right, whoo, I felt like shit, you know, last week, but I feel better now. It's like, okay, your body was adjusting to this new shift. You feel me? Your body was adjusting. So anyway, telepathy is very real, transferring your thought waves to somebody else. You can even change a person's thoughts with electromagnetic energy. You have to understand and study how to use these things. You feel me? This is why some people can alter, you know, ship and manipulate fire. What they call it, pyrokinesis. People who can alter and shift things with water. People who, there's a really good movie on Netflix called Code 8. Watch this movie called Code 8. They're basically talking about you. They're talking about in the future there's these mutants. There's these people who have superhuman abilities. But the government kind of put a cap on it because you're going to need, like, a permit in order to use your abilities, X, Y, and Z. I'm not going to give it away for y'all, but check out that movie, Code 8. Excellent movie, excellent movie. Anyway, humans have the power to have superhuman abilities. Everybody's not going to be able to access it because if it was easily accessible, then anybody could do it. People don't want to do the work. If I sat here and I told people how to activate superpowers, son, 95% of y'all would not dedicate the time and the energy to do that. You have to invest in yourself. Some of y'all haven't still even gotten the elixirs that I told you guys to get. It's three things. That's it. Three things you need, okay? And it will really get you on the ball. It will really get you on, yo, it will get your mind right. It's just kind of like, it's like realizing, it's like the game character in a game realizing that it's actually in a game. It's like breaking the fourth wall. It's like, oh, shit. This shit is not real. I'm stuck inside of a freaking screen. Like, what the fuck? And then once you realize that, like, you literally hijacked the system and you realize that, wait a minute, your character, your avatar has been handicapped. And it's like, no, fuck that shit. I have the ability to fly. I have the ability to talk to somebody way across the world without having to pick up a phone. I have the ability to manipulate matter without touching it. What the fuck? Oh, this is how the ancestors build the pyramids. Oh, okay, because they actually knew how to tap into 100% of their brain, and they could move these big-ass bricks that was tons because they did. They used this. They had telekinesis. They didn't need, that's why they still can't figure out how they did it, because it's like, yo, they didn't have to lift it with their physical body. They was using their energetic bodies to do this. Hello? Superpowers are real. And to everybody that's like, yo, this bitch is fucking crazy, my nigga. Like, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay because guess what they say? They say, honestly, it's like you people, human beings, when they don't understand somebody or they don't understand something, they either try to destroy it or they ridicule it or they just say it's crazy. It's easier to say something is crazy than to try to really understand it. Like, you know what? Let me understand. This theory may sound crazy, but I'm intrigued. It's so fucking crazy that now I really want to research it. Why do you think I told you the scientific aspects of this? That's why I went into the science of this before I went into the loop-de-loop stuff. Because if you go into the loop-de-loop stuff first with people, especially in a left-brain society, they're going to look at you like, okay, let's get the straight jacket for them because they're a little cuckoo. Okay. But no. Like, every genius of their time, every crazy person of their period, they was generations ahead. And that's for people to understand them. Hundreds of years ago, if you would have told somebody else that we'll have freaking cell phones and we'll be able to, like, FaceTime and do all of this stuff live and millions of people will be able to see you, like, at the click of a button, they're going to think you crazy. Like, what? You could see people moving in a box and you could carry it around you and talk to somebody on a freaking screen and they can see you in real time? No, that's impossible. That's impossible. That's crazy talk. That's blasphemy. Okay. You are the sleeping god. And it's time to wake up now. It's time for you guys to stop relying on people to lead you into oblivion. I'm so sick of people out here talking like they know everything and making you guys invest all your energy, all your time, all your money in them, and you guys are not seeing results. You guys think that you have to be initiated. You guys think that you have to go through these obstacle courses and worship some person in order to get the gateways. Come on, like, there's so many gatekeepers, false gatekeepers, because there are real gatekeepers, but then there's false gatekeepers of this knowledge, and they make you think that you have to work with them or you have to worship them or you have to be a part of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, in order to get this science, but this is what I always tell you guys. You have the power to do this. This is why I give out all these free gems because, yo, a lot of y'all probably not even going to do it anyway. Like I said, I told y'all what to get. Y'all still ain't getting it. Y'all still playing. Then you're wondering why you're getting all these symptoms and stuff going on. These are ascension symptoms, but you're not supposed to have this for this long. That's because y'all not taking what y'all need to take to elevate your electromagnetic body. Your physical body and your electromagnetic body is not catching up. That's why your physical body is trying to catch up with your electromagnetic body, and that's why you're feeling sick. That's why you're feeling heavy. That's why you're feeling tired. And listen, I'm going to tell you, once you start taking these elixirs, you're going to feel tired because it's going to start repairing the cells, the atoms. It's going to start helping you on an atomic level. That's why they call it atomic hormones. Monatomic goal is breaking things down on a general, on an atomic DNA level. Like I said, a lot of y'all have superhuman gifts. A lot of y'all just have to take these elixirs to help. Remember, the power is already inside of you. It's just dormant. These tools that I give you is to help bring them out. It's not that you need these in order to get powers. You already have the power. You already are an alchemist. You already are a teacher. You already are that healer. You already are a superhero. You already are that. Okay? You already are a god or a goddess. Whatever label you want to put on yourself, completely up to you. Humans like labels. And that's cool. You feel me? It helps to better identify you. We get that. But the main point is to do the work. Burning candles is not going to help. It's not going to help activate the power. That helps to awaken it a little bit through a meditation and putting yourself in a certain trance-like state. It helps. It does. But it's not going to bring you instant results. We live in a microwave society, but come on, let's be real. You feel me? We like instant gratification. We put up a post and we want 1,000 likes in 5 seconds. Like, come on. As soon as you get a notification on your phone, like you're running to your phone to see what notification, who liked you, who commented you, who followed you. Like, it's this endorphin, this need of pleasure. Like, it's like a drug. And it really did cripple our attention span. And that has a lot to do with our psychic, spiritual, magical, you know, godly powers, superhuman powers. You have the ability to see far ahead, meaning like you can see beyond what the normal human can see. You have the power to levitate. You have the power to create fire with your bare hands. All that is just speeding up the atomic energy, the invisible atomic energy within your magnetic force field. When you speed things up, that's why a microwave makes food hot. It's just speeding up the atoms to a certain level where it creates heat and friction. You can do this with your own body. It's a fact. Static is a freaking proof of that. Come on, we're not electromagnetic beings. Like, some of you guys are have so much electrical energy beyond more humans that you can actually manipulate electricity. You feel me? Why do you think grandma used to tell us, you feel me, oh, don't go playing out in the rain or under trees when it's thunderstorming outside? Why? Because you're an electromagnetic being and you will attract electricity to you and you will get struck by lightning. Hello? Trees are nothing but the antennas of this earth. Antennas. Natural Wi-Fi, okay? Natural. And when you stand under that during a freaking lightning and thunderstorm, you're going to get struck. I mean, look, y'all are free to follow who you want to follow. You're free to do what you want to do. Do what thou wilt. But I'm just going to say this. If you've been following a certain person for a while and nothing is changing, they're not giving you solutions to your problems. All they're doing is talking about building and talking about nation building and talking about this and talking about that. But then it's like, yo, take a real close look at their life, though, yo. Like, I really want y'all to start analyzing some of these celebrities, some of these, like, stars. Look at some of these people and really just question how they're living. You feel me? Like, there's like peeping game, but like I always say, I never some people, they hustle. You can't hate the hustle. You feel me? Like, they got family to feed. They got to do what they got to do. But my thing is this. It's just like, I just don't understand how people could just be preaching, you know, nation building and stuff like that, but you never really see them building any nations. Like, you never really see them doing anything. Like, you don't, and I get it, some people work behind the scenes, but they're not giving you the tools to better yourself. You feel me? Like, give people the tools to better themselves. If you're not able to help everybody, and you know, like I always tell myself, like, I really wish I could help everybody, but I know that I can't. I cannot help everybody because I can't help a person who don't want to help themselves. Come on now. Cancer son, we think we can save everybody, please. I damn near killed myself trying to help people that didn't want to help themselves. I realized, I'm like, yo, it's not my job to help to heal you. You feel me? If I choose to, I'll give you the tools to do that. It's my prerogative. But I can't make you go out to the store and buy chlorophyll and colloidal silver and monatomic gold. What am I going to do if you don't do that? That's your choice. I'm doing what I came here to do, which is my life path purpose is to awaken the gods and goddesses to their true power, to give them the tools that has worked for me, and I'm giving that to you guys to pass on to your descendants and to pass on to the next generation. That's what it's all about. You feel me? You learn something, you teach somebody what you learned, and vice versa. We got to pass on the torch. We are the light bearers, right? The bearers of knowledge, bearers of light. Mm-hmm. Once your energy starts changing, like I said, like animals and all of that will start, like, coming closer to your gravitational energy. It pulls them in. It's a certain vibration. Even if you don't have a physical animal, like in a lot of Native Americans and Cherokee, like, we believe that we all have a spiritual animal, a spiritual totem. And you have to go through a visual quest when you're young and to find your spiritual animal or your totem animal, your guide in a spiritual world. You feel me? Sometimes they don't just come to you. You have to find them. And when you find them, there's a journey. But that's a whole other video I'm going to have to do because we're not going into that now. But, yeah, just to keep them with you, to protect you and guide you. Some people may have tigers. Some people may have bears. Some people may have dragons. Some people might have small, you know, like rabbits. But don't let the size fool you. They're still powerful and they're wise. So, yeah. But anywho, I really hope that this segment has opened up your eyes to let you know that you are all super, like, a lot of y'all are super beings. And it's like freaking, like, having superpowers and not knowing you have superpowers this whole time. But I'm going to tell you something. Once you realize that you're a superhuman being, once you activate your, once you first, like, after your first superhuman superpower ability, like, look at any freaking, like, movie or comic book when the main character realizes, like, oh, shit, I have a superpower. Life is not going to be the same anymore. You got to realize that once you open that up, you got to realize that, like, the more successful you become, they always say, like, the more successful you become, the more challenges that come your way, the more you rise up, the more resistance there is against you. You feel me? The more stronger the superhero gets, the more powerful the villain gets. Like, they've been preparing us for a long time. Come on, a lot of us been watching cartoons and comic books and movies about this, hearing stories about this. We've been prepared for this. I don't say I'm not prepared consciously. I don't know if I can't. Yes, you can. You already know what you need to do. You already know. You got to remember. You already know because you chose to come here at this time. That's why we all here, it's a beautiful time to be alive. Because you don't even know it, but a lot of you guys are going to be the gatekeepers, are going to be the ancestors, are going to have statues built up for you in your honor, in your name. People are going to, years from now, they're going to be talking about your story, talking about legends and myths, and you're going to be a god or a deity. You feel me? You don't even realize it right now. But time will tell. So make sure that you make a dope-ass fucking story for yourself. You've got to realize once you activate those powers, once you do your first levitation, once you freaking activate, like, fucking telekinesis and you moving shit around in your house and you freaking floating and shit, you're like, oh, shit, this shit real. Don't show off to people. I'm just going to tell you that now. Don't do that because you're going to make yourself an easy target. Like I always say, superheroes don't show themselves out in public. They never do. They always have an alter ego. So you might be this boring, lame person, you know, like with glasses, like a freaking Clark Kent or what, Clark Kent, you feel me, during the day. And then, like, when nobody else is looking, nobody knows who you really are, you're a fucking superhero out here. So you have to have some type of, you feel me, a facade. Let people think that you're boring. Let people think that you're lame. Let people think, oh, you know, that's a whale. That's a creepy, crazy person. Let them think that. That's cool. You ain't got to tell people everything you know. Always play dumber than your mom. 48 rules of power, baby. Never let people know all your cards. But you remember, you do the work, and you know who the hell you are. You know why you came here. You got to remember why you came here. That's the point. That's what this whole game is about. About remembering what you forgot and activating your melanin. Check out the link in my bio, guys. Go on my Amazon store. I have everything listed for you for your convenience. Psychomancy. Yes, read Psychomancy, guys. Shout out to the Divine Royalty family. I put up the PDF in the Patreon. I also put it up in the link in the comments, the community section. Activate your power, Joe. We are superhuman beings. This is our story. We have superpowers. Electromagnetic beings. Don't let this 5G situation stop you, yo. If anything, this shit probably going to be beneficial for some of us because our energy is going to vibrate above that. Like, you feel me? So anyway, I love you guys. Check out my YouTube channel. Check out the link in my bio for the Amazon link to get your elixirs, yo. Claudio Silva, Atomic Ornaments. And the chlorophyll, the melanin, you feel me? Get your heart right. That heart energy, yo. Ooh, that's why y'all can't be in fear right now. That fear is trying to bring your energy low. That's trying to slow up and stagnate your electromagnetic waves, yo. That's what I'm trying to tell you, is trying to constrict your energy. You're not trying to constrict right now. I need to be outside more than anything right now to expand your electromagnetic field. I'm trying to tell you, you want to add on to your freaking electrons, yo. Get these freaking negative ions. Study chemistry, man. That's all I'm going to tell you. Ignorance is going to get y'all killed. Like, y'all need to be studying right now. You need to be studying. Find time to study. I don't want to hear I don't got time. You got time. You got time. If I said, yo, I have $1 million right here, wait a minute. You just got to come and get it from me. Say that to y'all. I bet you a lot of y'all will make time to freaking come and get it, right? So make time for you. Make time for yourself. Make time to elevate and get to know your freaking higher self. Because this is just an avatar. This is an avatar you're seeing right here. This is not who I really am. Like, you know that. The person who's watching the screen, the person who's watching me right now is, you feel me? Like, you're an avatar, but your avatar is holding your phone right now. Like, But this is not who you really are, though. You're going to get into avatars and make controllers soon. But not in this video. It's too much. You dropped a lot of gems. Anyway, look, I love you guys. I'm going to go. I got to do some work. You feel me? But make sure you play this back. You study what I said. I dropped a lot of gems in here, a lot of resources and tools. Check out the link in my bio to get to Elixir. And let's turn ourselves into the freaking gods that we are. We already are gods, but let's turn ourselves on. Let's get back online. Because a lot of y'all been sleeping. It's time to wake up. I say, anyway, until next time, I love y'all family. Kanja Queen signing out. Peace.
All right, guys. Love it. So I'll post her website in the show notes, but I do know on Amazon, I'm looking on her website right now. A lot of this stuff is older stuff. Let's see, visit our Amazon store. Here we go. Because allergies are crazy today. There is, there we go, elixirs. And, okay. So I'm going to put in the show notes as far as the elixirs is concerned for you guys. All right. So that's going to be included in the show notes as well as everything. I actually got some good stuff on here. So I'll use a few of these items my damn self. So, yeah. All right, guys. She got a lot of good products in her store, you guys. So be sure to go support. You know what I mean? We all about networking and supporting one another. So thank you. Shout out to, shout out to Kanja Queen for that one. That was good. All her stuff is good, you guys. She puts you on game. Okay. And I love when I see the goddesses, you know, projecting it about, you know, just letting us know and warning us without trying to control us. You know what I mean? That's where I think a lot of people miss things. And when it comes to wisdom and knowledge, is that control aspect, you know, we can't, well, we can try. But I think when we educate one another or try to assist or help one another, even when our intentions are genuine, I think we miss the mark when it comes from a space of wanting to control one another's realities versus wanting to complement, you know what I mean? And not by force, right? So that's what enhancing awareness is about, guys, enhancing your awareness collectively together. I use these lectures so we can network and build and, you know, just kind of connect communication. You know what I mean? Because somebody turned me on to Bobby Hitman years ago, okay? And just one simple YouTube link helped me to expand into a different frequency. And fast forward 14 years later, here I am on the Hanson Awareness Radio helping and teaching and paying it forward, you know what I mean? So, again, please be sure to like and subscribe to everybody's channels that I've used, all the video credits in the show notes, especially Renee. He calls the show something else, but I want to say decoding the program because he goes into how all of this shit are programmed in repetition. You know what I mean? Nothing, no newness, as he says. So, guys, activating the spiritual powers within you and within yourself will require us to shift and do things differently, especially in this energy space right now. So expand your mind. Expand your mind, elevate your frequencies, and I feel that you will be okay. I feel that you will be okay even if not, you know what I mean? Because whatever is destined to happen, it's going to happen exactly how it's going to happen, and that we can't control. Well, we can alter it, you know, by raising that vibration, right? All right, guys, please join me every weekend. Our podcast will be uploaded before 12 noon on each time zone, guys. Love you guys to life, as you always know. Video credits again in the show notes. All right, guys. If you have any ideas, you want to link with me, build with me, I am open to next season. It's projected that I want to have more one-on-one sessions with different people, back to interviewing people. When I have my slate a little cleaner, where I'm open to do that. But yeah, guys, if you need to contact me, link tree is in the show notes. All right, guys, till next time.
Good morning, evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster. Could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. Is that love in need of love today? Don't delay, send yours in right away. Hey, go on round, breaking many hearts. Stop it, please, before it's gone too. the very people. So bring it down a little. I'm